When Malachi ran out of mortar rounds, his tube was almost completely buried. An old French farmer got a shovel to help him dig it out. Along about noon, infantry from the 4th Division began to pass Le Grand Chemin. Welsh remembered the faces of the first foot soldiers coming up from the beach while they puked their guts out from the sight of the distorted and riddled bodies of dead troopers and Germans. There were about 50 E Company men together by then. No one knew of Lieutenant Meehan's fate, but Winters had become the de facto company commander. Lieutenant Nixon came forward with 4 Sherman tanks following. He told Winters to point out the enemy position to the tankers, then use E Company to provide infantry support for an attack. Winters climbed onto the back of the first tank and told the commander, "I want fire along those hedgerows over there, and there, and there, and against the manor. Clean out anything that's left." The tanks roared ahead. For the tankers, this was their first time in combat, their first chance to fire their weapons at the enemy. They had a full load of ammunition for their 50 caliber and their 30 caliber machine guns and for their 75 millimeter cannon. They just cut those hedgerows to ribbons, Welsh remembered. You thought they would never stop shooting. By mid-afternoon, Braycourt Manor was secured. The de Valavier family came out of the house, headed by Colonel de Valavier, a World War I veteran, along with Madame and the 2 teenage sons, Louis and Michel. Michel stepped into the entry into the courtyard with his hands raised over his head, alongside some German soldiers who had remained behind to surrender. An American paratrooper shot Michel in the back, either mistaking him for a German or thinking he was a collaborator. He lived, although his recovery in hospital, he was the first Frenchman evacuated from Utah Beach to England, took 6 months. Despite the unfortunate incident, the brothers became close friends with many of the E Company men. Michel became mayor of Sainte-Marie-du-Mont and the founder and builder of the museum at Utah Beach. By late afternoon, the Germans had pulled out of Sainte-Marie-du-Mont as Easy and the rest of 2nd Battalion moved in, then marched south-southwest a couple of kilometers to the six-house village of Couloville, where Strayer had 2nd Battalion CP. Winters got the men settled down for the night, with his outposts in place. The men ate their K-rations. Winters went on a patrol by himself. Outside the village, he heard troops marching down a cobbled road. The sound of hobnail boots told him they were Krauts. He hit the ditch. The German squad marched past him. He could smell the distinct odor of the Germans.